You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Final hour of power right here on The Fan with the youngest in charge, Danelle Willingham. Let's take you up to 1 o'clock. The DOC, Rick Doc Walker, will take over from there. He'll lead you in the Nationals baseball. Nats winners of 11 out of their last 15. And last night, a historic first inning for the Washington Nationals. 30 minutes and a bunch of runs scored as they took game number two of the three-game series against the Arizona Diamondbacks. A 30-minute, 10-run first inning. It's just nuts to me. Now, what's crazy about all of that, and kind of the lost or burying the lead, so to speak, they scored 10 runs in the first inning. And they scored one run in the second inning and got blanked the rest of the way. So as hot as they were to start the game, they didn't finish that way, but they've been in fuego over their past.
That could be part of a pitching issue, too, though.
They gave up five runs in the sixth inning. And that was, partially in part to, Soroka not finishing super strong. And then Jackson Rutledge gave up a couple as well. Right now, though, I'm going to go out to the guest hotline for the first time this show where we find our pal Sam Bruckhaus of Supersports.com.
Make sure you give him a follow on the OX app at Sam, SamBruckhaus, the pride of Lake Charles. What's going on, Sam? What's going on, brother?
The young bosses are back, Linnell. I'm so glad to be back with y'all.
Yes, indeed, man. It's been a while since we've gotten the chance to catch up. I appreciate you making some time for us, my friend. Let's get right into it. We were just talking about the Caleb Williams fiasco before you hopped on with us. We played his 3-minute and 40-second response. Kudos to him for getting out in front of it and not letting the Chicago media pepper him with questions. But what was your biggest takeaway from that Seth Wickersham bombshell that dropped a couple of weeks ago?
Yeah, I mean, it's obviously not something that you want out there. Obviously, people have their preferences of where to go. I can understand. I lived in the Chicagoland area for about a year. I can understand it gets cold and maybe not the best places if you're a quarterback to be playing in the breeze and the wind and the cold. But obviously, you don't want to have that out there. Some great reporting by Seth Wickersham. I will say I really revere his work. As one of the best writers in the NFL. And, I just think it was something that was said pre-draft and probably something that doesn't stand at least to that level anymore. Good on Caleb for getting in front of it. And, I think the best person that got coming out of this who looks great is Ben Johnson. I mean, the way he approached it, the way he said, yeah, that's the history. But now I'm in here. We set up the offensive line to look good. We got the wide receivers, and we're changing that. And that's going to be our strategy, and that's how we're going to approach it. I don't think Ben Johnson could have looked better and put on a better face as a first-time head coach than addressing this.
Yeah, I totally agree. And I happen to believe, you know, I'm still on the emotional high of Jaden Daniels from last year. So there's just nothing you can really tell me about any of the sophomore quarterbacks. But I was saying it before we brought you on, Sam, like anybody out there, I was a huge fan of Caleb coming out. So I think a lot of people would look at Jaden Daniels and what he did last year and go, oh, yeah, he's clearly going to have the better career, clearly the better football player. I still think the jury is out and Caleb is going to have a real big opportunity this year to respond. When you take a look at the Bears in what is all of a sudden, Sam, a loaded NFC North, what type of shot do you give them of punching their ticket to the 7-team NFC playoff?
So as it stands now, I still think they're pretty solidly the worst team in that division. But as you noted, that's a tough division. That's saying a lot. I mean, you got the Lions who have done it. They've proven it. They have a settled quarterback position. We're doing some early fantasy modeling over at Sumer Sports, and Jahmyr Gibbs just looks like an absolute house in that backfield, joined by David Montgomery. We can list off the names, and the defense obviously was a question mark, but they were able to hold their own going deep into their depth due to injuries last year. So I think they're the prize of that division. The Vikings, obviously, rookie or second-year quarterback that we haven't seen, that's going to be a question. I think their offense has been slightly overrated in the last couple of years. You really look at their expected points added per play. They've been average, basically, regardless of who their quarterback has been. I think that's going to be something that's interesting, but that defense is incredible. Then you look at the Packers. Consistency. You got Jordan Love at quarterback. You got Matt LaFleur at the head coaching position. I think those three teams are probably the class of the NFC, if not, you know, just the NFC North. And so the Bears are going to have an uphill climb. Here's what has to happen for them to be good. Number one has to be the offense. I think that when we're looking at that offensive line, I think we're probably a little too high on it. You know, Joe Tooney is an all-pro performer. Drew Dowman was the leader alongside Lindstrom in Atlanta of that interior offensive line. But I think you look at Jon Jackson, the right guard. That's a guy that couldn't even play for Sean McVay after becoming a Pro Bowler, basically, in Detroit. So it's going to be interesting to see how that offensive line comes together. I think that's the biggest question next year of whether they can really, you know, create lanes for DeAndre Swift, which obviously will help Caleb a lot out in the pass game. I think that's more of an unknown than people think it is, and I think that's why they're probably still the fourth best team in that NFC North.
I want to hop back on the Lions for a second. I feel like they're in due for a regression, due for a step back. When you lose two coordinators that were as integral to the program as Ben Johnson and Aaron Glenn was, I think there's going to be a trickle-down effect. A lot of, you know, pressure going to be on, you know, Dan Campbell to steady the ship, so to speak. They're an interesting team to me. I loved their draft. They got two of my favorite guys in the draft, Tate Ratledge out of Georgia, and then Big Shirley, Tyleek Williams out of Ohio State. I think adding him to that D-line interior with Aleem McNeil and DJ Reader is going to be awesome. But I have questions about Jared Goff, ironically enough, man. I have questions about their offense and what the play calling sequencing is like. And, you know, what are some of the drop-off from going from boy genius to I don't even know who the coordinator is now.
It's a good thought, and I do agree. It's very difficult to run back, you know, a 14-win season. That's pretty much how good you can do in the new kind of NFL right now. I think they just have so many known quantities on their offense that you got to expect them to continue. You think of that offensive line, Penei Sewell, obviously the leader, guys like Taylor Decker. We have Kevin Zeitler going out. But I think they liked Christian Mahogany, and you mentioned they added Tate Ratledge. So they're kind of building up that particular spot. And you got Amon-Ra St. Brown, the All-Pro. You have Jared Goff, who you mentioned. He has performed extremely well by the metrics. I think it is a lot of the scenario. Yes. I think here's two key things to look at. Number one, if the offense coordinator is on the same page as the offensive line and they're able to keep Jared Goff clean, I think that's going to be okay. I do wonder, though, if injuries will become a problem. A lot of those guys are getting a little older. Obviously not Sewell and the younger players on that right side. But some of the, you know, Decker's getting a little bit older. Ragnall's getting a little bit older. And I think if injuries start to hassle that offensive line, we could definitely see a regression. That's what I'm a little worried about. And I think if that starts regressing, Jared Goff won't be able to hit those magnificent throws over the middle. That's the second thing. To keep an eye on when the games come back around is if he is not completing those over the middle pass to Jameson Williams, Amon-Ra St. Brown, and the tight end as well, there's going to be problems with that offense. So I think those are the two things that I could see potentially a regression occurring, and I think that's why, you know, 14 games is a lot. I you know, had a friendly wager with Sean Syed, who I think y'all have had before at Sumer Sports. Yes, I'm getting a Michelin star tasting menu because they won 14 games last year. But I'm kind of laying off of that this year.
I'm about to say, look, fade them this time around, Sam, if you know what's good for you, my brother. Let me ask you this, because I think it's fascinating every year in the offseason, right? You know, this is the time of year where everybody feels like their team's got hope and everyone's 0-0. Yep. I'm actually getting cynical here for a second. Which coaching staff do you think, and I'll take the easy one out. You're not allowed to use Brian Daboll and company. Which coaching staff do you think's on the hot seat?
Look, that's tough to say. I mean, like you said, everyone is really good, but we're just talking about regression. You always try to find spots that are at least interesting in the numbers or unique situations that could downturn when you're trying to predict regressions or progressions for that. And what's really interesting to me is you look at Mike McDaniel in Miami. They've had excellent offense despite, I mean, obviously, when Tua's in, they are. That's the offense. They're one of the best offenses in the league. They ended up being it. I thought the Jonnu Smith news was really interesting. I thought he played well for them. So, you know, I'm not going to call it and say he's on the hot seat. I love Mike McDaniel. I think he's an excellent coordinator. He's a player's coach. I really want to see him succeed in Miami. But last year, without Tua, and when they more generally when they don't have Tua, it does not look great. Mike McDaniel wants the ball out, and he wants it out fast. That is a skill that Tua has, and really we haven't seen anyone else be able to recreate that. If we see a little bit of regression from Tyreek Hill and them unable to get the rushing offense, which was their bread and butter, they weren't able to get it going last year. If we see those two things continue, I do think the Miami Dolphins, especially given some of their personnel stuff and kind of the oddity around the Jonnu Smith situation as well, could have some problems this year.
Dude, like, they say great minds think alike. That's literally, I've been on that all offseason here because my pal Chris Broussard over at FS1 calls them breakdancers, Sam, because they're all, you know, finesse, not enough power. Mike McDaniel hasn't won a playoff game since he's gotten to Miami, man. Like, that's the thing that, you know, stands out to me. I think organizationally, though, they made a poor decision signing Tua Tagovailoa to a long-term extension. I do not think with his injury track record that that was something they should have done. And I think that'll be the move that ultimately hinders them. Because as long as he's upright, as you mentioned, they are one of the better teams in the AFC. They'll always be, you know, flirting around that 9-10 win mark and being on the, you know, brink of making the postseason. But keeping Tua upright, definitely the number one problem there in Miami. Joined right now on the guest hotline by our guy, Sam Bruckhaus, who covers the NFL for Supersports.com. Give him a follow on the X app at Sam, Bruckhaus. I want to keep things in the AFC. It's kind of ridiculous what's going on in Cincinnati right now. How in the hell, with this new CBA, Sam, are they still not able to get Shamar Stewart in camp? And knowing what they have going on with the Trey Hendrickson thing, don't you think they'd be more inclined to not, you know, try and play hardball with their first-round pick?
Look, before we jump to that, I'm actually going to disagree with you on the Tua point because I think you just have to lock in a quarterback. I think that the Tua contract, the Brock Purdy contract, the Jared Goff contract, all in that kind of 50 to 53 – well, a little less, $45 to $50 million range. I actually think that's good value. I don't think that you can test it. And I actually agree with the Miami Dolphins. And it's interesting, we're talking about McDaniel being on the hot seat. But, you know, like, if that staff does get let go, which I would not advise personally right now, He's going to get hired immediately to either be an offense coordinator or a head coach. Yeah. So, like, we're talking about just regression with the team because it's hard to win in the NFL. Right. But I actually like the Tua deal. I think you have to have a quarterback in this league. And so talking about the Bengals, obviously, as well, they went ahead, re-signed Burrow to a deal that they really did not want to. I'm going to say they didn't want to do to terms that they typically did not do. And it forced them into a weird situation with Jamar Chase. They were able to get that done. They were able to get T. Higgins done as well. I don't know what's going on with Shamar Stewart, man. It's a very interesting situation. The Bengals are interesting in how they handle these situations in particular. My understanding is it's something about the language.
The offset language,
obviously, yeah. The agent obviously wants what every other rookie has and what every other rookie on that team has had as well. So, you know, you try to get it done. Maybe they're trying to set a new precedent, and they are a team that operates heavily, heavily on precedent. And I think that's why you're seeing the Trey Hendrickson issues as well. And so, you know, that's how the league typically works. If teams don't do stuff, then they can pretty much stand tall and try to hold it over people's heads. Do I think it's the smartest thing on earth? Obviously not. I think Shamar Stewart is a player that they want on their team, obviously, to replace Sam Hubbard and also to potentially replace Trey Hendrickson as well. I think you just got to do what it takes to get it done, or else we're going to see kind of an unprecedented situation where a rookie is not going to play.
I totally agree. It's this baloney, man. It reminds me, I don't know if you remember Hard Knocks back in the day. They had Andre Smith in the same situation, man. Their first round pick from damn near 20 years ago. So you want to talk about precedent. This is just how this organization moves. They are a penny pinching bunch, which is why Trey Hendrickson's probably going to be playing elsewhere next year. What hop from the AFC North to the NFC South. Really intrigued by this division. I think everyone on paper would think Tampa is the clear-cut favorite. They add Hassan Reddick. They draft Benjamin Morris, and I love what they were able to do in the draft. Mecca Buka, to name a few. But I look at the Atlanta Falcons and a full season of Michael Penix and go, man, is that intriguing. Do you think Atlanta has what it takes to unseat Tampa atop this division?
It's very interesting. You know, the way that Tampa approached it, Tampa approached the offseason and the draft as if they were not a good team, which I think is the correct thing to do when you were like a 9 or 10 win team. Doubled down on a lot of strengths, namely going to the wide receiver position, obviously. Mm-hmm. I think Tampa's, you know, what they do the best, which goes a little bit hidden, is they have two of the better tackles in the game. Luke Getteke, Tristan Wirfs. If they're healthy, I think they're going to be a good team. Let's move over to the Falcons. I'm really interested in what Penix has to do, and this is why I'm most interested. You look at the numbers, you look at the film, that offense looked radically different as soon as Michael Penix took a snap as compared to Kirk Cousins. I think that's really what we're going to have to see. If we continue seeing pistol sets, sprint outs, long throws to the edge, that is probably what Zach Robinson wants to do. That's what Michael Penix wants to do. Darnell Mooney, Drake London, Kyle Pitts, some great weapons, and then obviously Allgeier and Bijan Robinson in the backfield. I think they have all the weapons. It's just going to be up to if Penix can do it. You know, it's tough to say a second-year quarterback is going to be above average in general, but I think they do have the tools to do it. But here's what I think is the most interesting.
Yeah.
It's the Carolina Panthers. Investment on defense. Edge rushers, exactly what they need. Double down at the wide receiver position. And we noticed it pretty early last year. In the face of some, you know, disagreeing statistics, our Sumer scores about midseason when Bryce came back from off the bench, started noticing that he was playing above average, not great, against really good teams, the Chiefs, the Eagles. And he kept it going into the last 3 weeks where he was absolutely stellar. I think with that offensive line that they invested in heavily last year, came along in the middle of the year, the run game started getting going, adding Teteroa McMillan to the holster. I was a little early last year. It didn't end up looking great, but I'm really intrigued to see if the Panthers can get it going, particularly with their excellent draft picks. Princely Umanmielen and the other guy out at A&M, Scorton. I think those were excellent picks. They really addressed a lot of needs, and they also got the best players available. When you see that happening and you see an ascendant offensive line and quarterback, I'm really, really intrigued by what the Panthers can do next year.
I actually agree with you a little bit, man. I am, to be fair, I'm not a Bryce Young truther. Even during that pre-draft process, I just was like, there's no precedent for a guy of his height having, or his size rather, having success in this league. But last year he showed you, once he got his job back, that maybe, just maybe, if they improve the supporting cast, he'll be fine. Jimmy Horn Jr. intrigues me as well. You want to talk about just speed? Like, I think they do have some interesting pieces on offense. We'll see, though, whether or not they're able to take this thing over the hump. Let's go to Pittsburgh, man. It's the hot-button topic of the offseason, Sam. Will they Rodgers or will they not Rodgers? What about Will Howard? Do you think there's a chance he could potentially start some games this year for this, for the Pittsburgh Steelers? And what did you think of him coming out? Because I felt like NFL people a lot higher on him than media were.
Yeah, I think the evaluation is pretty clear. He was very good last year in Ohio State uniform. He was very good in Kansas State uniform as well. Interesting kind of NIL trick that they kind of pulled off in Kansas to let him go. Avery Johnson comes in. I think that probably wasn't the greatest move of all time, but you know, you got to trust Kleiman out there as well. The question is, how much of his success can be attributed to the fact that he had multiple offensive linemen go in the NFL draft and had, you know, a first round wide receiver and probably a first pick wide receiver in Jeremiah Smith as well that he was throwing to? I think that's difficult to parse out. I think that's why he ended up going later in the draft. I do think he has a little juice running the ball, and I don't see him starting a ton of games next year personally. I could be wrong. I'm happy to be wrong on that because I do like him as, you know, a late round quarterback as he was drafted. I think when it comes down to the Pittsburgh Steelers, it's going to be defense. They're going to be led by the defense. They invested in the defense, Derek Harmon, in the first round. And if the defense holds tight, the offense is probably going to figure it out. They're going to run the ball with Arthur Smith as the offensive coordinator. I think they're going to try to make it as easy as they can for the quarterbacks, but it's defense, defense, defense. And I have a question for you, Linnell.
Yes, sir.
If you are picking a head coach, would you rather Mike Tomlin's career, where, you know, smooth sailing, but, you know, last couple years playoffs haven't been super great? Or would you rather like the Kyle Shanahan, who you see the 6 and 10 years, but and technically, if you really go look at it, the winning percentage is not great, but you have those big boom years where they're the best team in the league, the offense is firing. Which one would you prefer if you were hiring as an owner in the NFL?
Man, I would think I'd go with Tomlin. Here's my thing on Mike Tomlin. I think it's an awesome question, Sam, that you brought up. The one thing that's frustrating is, like, what's the big issue been in Pittsburgh? They can't find a quarterback. Feels like Tomlin wears more of that than Omar Khan does, or than Colbert did, you know, over the past couple of years. Like, I think Tomlin is kind of just dealing with what he has and continues to overachieve with really an average roster on both sides of the football. Defensively, they got a couple of blue chip pieces, but on offense, it's really nothing special. Here's my thing with Tomlin and how I think his career arc should go. Pull a Andy Reid. Could you imagine his second act somewhere, right? Think about the way Big Red was looked at when he left Philly. Is he couldn't win the big game, couldn't get over the hump, goes to KC, links up with Mahomes, and the rest is history. I think Tomlin could have a similar trajectory.
Yeah, I tend to agree. I think Mike Tomlin's one of the best coaches in the NFL. And it's interesting, this is at least my experience playing at Tulane. You mentioned Omar Khan, Tulane legend. Terry Fontenot, we were talking about the Falcons, also a Tulane legend.
Yes,
got a shout-out to my guys. But when I was at Tulane, I played under Willie Fritz, who was one of the most winning coaches in NCAA history. Caveat, he's won NAIA, he's won JUCO, he's won D2, D3, he's won D1. Now he's at Houston, and they're trying to get that program down together. But here was our approach. Be bowl eligible. Once we're bowl eligible, then we'll try to win the division. If we win the division, we'll win the conference. We figure out all the other stuff after that. I think that's the approach you have to take in the NFL, given injuries, given all types of uncertainty, 22 guys on the field at a time. I think you try to win, have a winning record, and you figure everything out else out afterward. And I think you try to do that every year. And I think no one has shown a better propensity to do that than Mike Tomlin, and that's why, you know, God forbid the Pittsburgh Steelers ever move on from him, which I doubt is going to happen.
Yeah.
Talking about Mike McDaniel getting hired immediately, Mike Tomlin would have 30 teams calling immediately. The other teams might fire their coach just hiring Mike Tomlin. So So I got to agree with your Andy Reid analysis. You know, if he does have a second act somewhere, it's going to be great.
I totally agree. I'm honestly kind of rooting for it just because I love drama, Sam. You know how I get down. I appreciate you making some time for us, man. Always love catching up with you, man. Some of the best combos I have here on radio with you, my friend. I appreciate you making some time.
Yeah, my pleasure. Always happy to join.
That is my conversation with Sam Bruckhaus of SoomerSports.com. Always good getting the chance to catch up with him. We'll take a quick time out. When we come back, more overtime here on The Fan.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
1-800-636-1067 is the number right here on The Fan. You can tweet at me as well. It's at NELL_BTP. Taking you up to 1 o'clock, Rick Doc Walker coming your way at that time. He'll lead you into Nationals baseball. Fellas looking to make it 3 out of 3 against the Arizona Diamondbacks. They're winners of 11 out of their last 15 and playing as good a baseball as anybody right now in the National League. Their bats in fuego right now. Talking about the Washington Nationals, 38 runs over the past four games for the Washington Nationals. They've just been absolutely hot at the plate. 18 runs in the final two games against the Mariners. They had 9 more on Friday night. And last night, they got to score 11. So 38 runs over the past four games for the Washington Nationals. They got to be feeling good about themselves. Money-making Mitch Parker on the bump this afternoon for D.C. It is a 4:10 first pitch. Pregame coverage gets rolling at 3:40 right here on The Fan. I want to get to something that broke late Friday. There was a PR blunder from the Washington Capitals the other day. They put out to their season ticket holders, and they put out their advertisement to their season ticket holders. And in that ad, in that promotion, so to speak, they unveiled the fact that Alex Ovechkin was going to be calling it a career. An email error has caused a massive, massive stir-up. That happened on Thursday. The Caps came out and confirmed Thursday that no decision had been made on Ovechkin's future after an email was sent to season ticket holders calling next season his last season. Social media team says the email was mistakenly sent by someone in the corporate sales department. Now, obviously, Ovi, going into year number 21, has already broken Wayne Gretzky's all-time goal-scoring record. He's got the Stanley Cup Finals that he brought here to D.C. Really, what is there left to accomplish for the great eight? Alex Ovechkin is what I would say. He's under contract for one more year here in our nation's capital, and then he will be a free agent. This is where things get very interesting. According to RMNB, Russian Machine Never Breaks, and this is kind of, and honestly annoyed the hell out of me Friday when it broke, but according to Russian Machine Never Breaks, Alex Ovechkin's wife actually conducted an interview with a Moscow, Russia media outlet where she revealed that next year will indeed be Alex Ovechkin's final season for the Washington Capitals. So, honestly, an absolute mess that's going on right now. And honestly, for now I can't find the story all of a sudden. Alex Ovechkin's wife spoke to a Russian outlet on Friday and revealed that, yeah, he was going to be calling it a career. I really don't know really why this was continued to be. So now a source is saying that Ovi's made no decision about his future next year. So a bunch of conflicting reports out there about whether or not Alex Ovechkin is going to call it a career or not. This sucks that I all of a sudden can't find the article, but this news broke Friday. His wife spoke to a Russian outlet, and here it goes. Alex Ovechkin's wife slips up and drops big hint about Ovi's retirement plans. So this is from HabsFanatics.com. Russian Machine Never Breaks had it as well, and we know they are our lead publication for Alex Ovechkin information. But his wife revealed in an interview that it would be his final season in that. Well, there we go. RussianMachineNeverBreaks.com still does have it up. Natasha Ovechkin, the wife of Alex Ovechkin, comes out and says, Ovi will play out the final year of his Caps contract, then will return home. And she says, we will stay in Russia. Yes. So a couple of different ways to look at this. I was pretty irritated at the fact that this massive moment, this massive announcement, wasn't broken in a press conference by Ovi, but by his wife, randomly, to some Russian affiliate. This is our Alex Ovechkin, our guy, our hero. And he's going to have his farewell tour start off by his wife breaking the news in an unofficial press conference? Got to be better. Got to be better. That frustrated the hell out of me. It just did. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. Any issue with how Alex Ovechkin's wife broke the news? And do you think the Capitals will be better post-Alex Ovechkin? That's next here on The Fan.
Attention sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots
and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire. The fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus D&C supply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
1-800-636-1067 is the number. You can tweet at me as well. It's at N-E-L-L underscore BTP. Taking you up to 1 o'clock, the DOC, Rick Doc Walker, going to take over from there as he leads you into Washington Nationals baseball. That's with a historic first inning yesterday. 30 minutes, 10 runs, whole lot of fireworks for the Curly W's yesterday. As they took out the Arizona Diamondbacks. Oh, look now, folks. Nats all of a sudden winners of 11 out of their last 15. This bullpen continuing to get better. And right now, as we are in it's the 1st of June, we're officially in June, the Nats 5 games out of the final wild card spot in the National League. One thing that I continue to ask when it comes to this Nationals team, rather, how close do they have to be? Within how many games of the wild card do they have to be at the trade deadline for Mike Rizzo to be a buyer at the deadline and not a seller? How close do they have to be at the deadline? Is it 3 games? Is it 4 games? How close do they have to be? I wonder. Because I can make the argument that this group is in a really good spot right now in terms of where they sit. And the beautiful thing about this is they handled their business in 2 kind of difficult series, talking about Seattle, who's first place in the AL West, and then Arizona, who's fighting with you in the wild card race. Tuesday coming up is when things get interesting to me, man. It's a tough series. You're at home for your next six. Two straight series at home against the Rangers and against the Cubs. And for as hot as their bats have been, for as well as they have played, coming up Tuesday, right, at home, you're going to get to find out just how good you are. Because you get to take on, the Chicago Cubbies. And right now the Cubs are playing some of the best baseball in all of the majors. Winners of 8 out of their last 10. A plus 93 run differential. The second best in all of Major League Baseball behind the Yankees. You're going to find out real quick just how good you are. And the thing I love about this series coming up against Chicago, you're getting your best on the bump. Game one will be Trevor Williams, but then games two and three, it's Big Mac and Jake Irvin. Love that. Love that, love that, love that for this group. I just don't know. I'm going back to the question I asked. How close do they have to be, talking about the Nationals, to be aggressive at the MLB trade deadline? It's June 1st, right? I guess 4th of July, Memorial Day weekend is when you start really looking at the standings. And right now, the Nats aren't in a terrible spot at all. The Nats aren't in a bad spot at all. Bullpen's playing better. Bats are tacky hot. Mackenzie Gore leading all of Major League Baseball in punch-outs. It's a good time to be a Washington National, man. Daylen Lyle continuing to look good. Robert Hassel showing signs. Brad Lord, Cole Henry tossing it well. It's an exciting time to be a fan of the Washington Nationals, man. I feel like there's a conversation we're going to have tomorrow. A little show tease for you. There's a conversation we're going to have tomorrow right here on The Fan as I sit in 10 to 2 for B. Mitch and Finley. There's a conversation tomorrow that I want to get to. 5 years from now, ask you to put on your prognostication hat. I'm asking you to look into your crystal ball. 5 years from now, two questions. One question, actually. Who will be viewed more favorably in their sport? Jaden Daniels or James Wood? Those are the two biggest stars right now in DC sports to me. Jaden Daniels and James Wood. In terms of being the best at their position, the best in their sport. 5 years from now, who's viewed more favorably? We'll touch on that a little bit tomorrow. As I sit in for B. Mitch and Finley, we'll talk about some comments from Damian Woody. I thought we'd get to the Damian Woody here this afternoon, but we'll put it on the back burner and save it for tomorrow. When we get back, I told you it's list season, right? Pro Football Focus always puts together some of the best lists to me that create good radio conversation during the offseason. Pro Football Focus ranked their top 32 interior defensive linemen. Where did the defensive linemen of the Commanders rank? We'll tell you next on The Fan. One final segment left to go before we hand things over to the DOC, Rick Doc Walker. He will take you up until Nationals baseball. We've been talking about it all show long. Nats and Diamondbacks coming your way at about 3:40. That is when Charlie Slows and Dave Jagler will get you warmed up with Nats on deck. Heard from a bird as Metal Chris just barked in my ear and told me. Doc Walker with us. Happy birthday, Doc. How are you, brother?
Big L. It's an honor, man. It's we just all been entertained over the past week or so with your rants, and you've been on point, and it's been I can't believe how often I've agreed with you.
So let me ask you this, because there's something that I went on a rant about this week that you actually engaged with on social media. Mm-hmm. Back in your day, I know the CBA was a lot different.
Yeah.
Was the attendance during the off-season program 100%?
Oh, yeah. It does, you can't even compare it, because we're talking about soup to cup.
Well, I mean, yeah, you're right.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. And I don't blame them, and I'm happy for them. I just think you'll be judged by the decisions you make. Mm-hmm. I love this team's camaraderie. Again, I'm not blaming the kids. I think some of their advisors should be bullwhipped.
So my thing is this. The one thing that, you know, folks say, veterans, the excuse that they use for not showing up is I can get better work on my own. Why not do both? Why can't you do
you're
both?
Right. It's insane.
And I'm
it
glad,
makes, yeah. Yeah, it makes no sense.
I'm glad you mentioned the team building aspect of it. Last year, the Commanders during their offseason program had 110% attendance throughout the entire way. And what was one of the number one things we talked about with this group? How tight-knit they were, how they were able to, you know, go hard and leave every ounce of what they got out there for the man next to them. I think you can speak to this as well, man. I think people always have this misconception of, oh, you know, I want to play for this coach. I don't think I've ever played for a coach in my life. I play for the, you play for the guy next to you. You don't want to let your teammate down more than letting the coach down. We'll see how it ultimately impacts them with Tunsil and Lattimore not showing up. But I was curious to get your thoughts on that because I know back in your day, but it was completely different. No one's missing voluntary work, mandatory work. You're showing up, period.
Yeah, there's far more closeness through poverty than there is to wealth. But that's why the Oklahoma City Thunder are so refreshing.
Oh, my goodness, yeah.
I mean, these guys, and it's like a frat. It does remind me of a collegiate sense. It's no different than the bullpen. It's no different than what we have right there at the facility. That's the little things that make it fun to be a part of something outside of being an independent contractor working on your own. Nothing beats the environment of a cohesive unit.
Yeah, being a team is certainly a big thing. I'm glad you mentioned the Thunder because there are some anybody that says this, Doc, I says
or the Panthers. I don't want the Rooster to jump on the cock-a-doodle-doo. Yeah. But the Florida Panthers.
Good golly.
Again, and, you know, that's a unit.
Teams.
That's something that's very, very rare, and those dudes are really on the same page.
Team building 101, man. It's what matters. We also talked about today, Doc, the Inside the NBA on TNT calling it a career on that network. I called it the best pre- and post-game show I've ever seen in sports. Do you remember another studio desk analyst like those four having that type of camaraderie and understanding the game?
No, because when you bust chops with those, they're ego-free. They submit it. And there are certain guys that have been great players that I don't think could ever work in that environment.
Mm-hmm.
And they have been a thrill. I have often said it, that I have watched them and not the games.
Yeah. Yep. Just because it's the entertainment value is what you said.
Yeah, they've been better than the product. Absolutely. Many nights. In the NBA during the regular season,
I was about to say, especially during the regular season. Which
Doubt about it.
Long, drawn out. That's probably anybody that, because I know a lot of the older people, Doc, they like to trash this version of the NBA. I tell people, if you want to become a fan of the NBA nowadays, don't watch the regular season. Watch the playoffs.
Yeah, if you don't enjoy this, it's just like, and you did a great job in illustrating about the Nationals.
Yeah.
Now, what we want is a reason. We have reasons now because you have young, exciting players that are on the cusp of being the best in the league, like Home Run Derby. Maybe we got a dude in it.
Right.
You know, we've got a guy on the bump now who can strike everybody out. We've got gold glove potential people. This is what it's all about. Same thing with the Mystics. Now, we've got a young, vibrant team. They had the right picks. They had three. One's out. But two of them are sensational. So I'm upbeat. And it's not even WWE. It's just look at the product. We ain't got to fake it to make it.
I know. Yeah. Well, for years, you know, we had to act a little bit.
You had to WWE it because this was terrible. The product was gross.
We're professionals, though, man. So we know how to get down. Did you do anything fun, man, for your birthday? Did you?
I know you
lit one up.
You know what? You'll get used to it. So you've only had 27 of them. See, so it's still new to you. Once you get to my number, becomes you're not taking anything for granted. But believe me, you've been through it. But it's not about me.
Yeah.
It's about you and Toby, you know, and now the Bennett, this young man that I'm about to. He's about to get indoctrinated.
Yeah,
yeah, man. This is going to be something. We had the same thing Saturday, so it's interesting, man. It's, you know, stick around for the ride
for sure. We'll let you go. The DOC, Rick Doc Walker, comes your
Appreciate
way next.
You.
He'll lead you into Nationals baseball.
You don't just live in your home; you live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.